when my daddy came to me one day and said, "Boy, what would you do if I told you I could get us a couple of girls 15 years old?" I said, "Daddy, I would say you are crazy, that we'd be going to jail, that our lives would be ruined, that everything would be..." He said, "Relax, boy, don't go getting your bowels in an uproar. We ain't going to do nothing. I don't know what you're thinking. What are you, sick?" I said, "Well, Daddy, what do you mean?" He said, "You just come with me, boy, don't prejudge me." So sure enough, we went down to the supermarket, and I'm following alongside the daddy as he's cruising up and down those aisles like a Mako shark on the hunt. Finally, he sees this woman with two little old teenage girls, and, the woman's saying to them girls, "Hey, don't y'all start trouble here. I got to do my shopping, and I don't need you complaining." Daddy walked over and said, "Maybe I can help, ma'am. I know how hard it is to shop when you got a whole parade waiting. You got to watch out, too. You just can't leave these sweet young girls anyway. There's a lot of creeps around." Daddy sat down in the chair and said, "Come on, honey, sit in my lap and I'll give you a horsey ride." The little girl went, "Yay!" Hopped into daddy's lap and he went bouncy, bouncy horsey. He said, "Don't worry, ma'am. I'll entertain these little honey. Me and my son here will keep them safe." She said, "Oh, thank you very much." So sure enough, that little girl sat in daddy's lap. She had her arms around daddy's neck and daddy's going bouncy, bouncy horsey. Horsey, horsey, bouncy. Bouncy, bouncy horsey. The girl's giggling. Daddy said, "You want to go faster?" She said, "Yeah." So sure enough, he said, "Go bouncy, bouncy horsey. Horsey, horsey, bouncy. Bouncy, bouncy horsey. Horsey, horsey, bouncy." I could see beads of sweat on daddy's forehead. His upper lip was trembling. He said, "Why are you just standing there, boy? This other little girl would like a horseback ride, wouldn't you?" She said, "Oh, I'd love to play horsey." So I sat down in the chair and I scooted that little 15-year-old in my lap. Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. I said, "Hang on, baby. You ought to..."